Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today, we're talking about something we all need, especially in uncertain seasons, abiding faith. Not the kind of faith that's loud and flashy, but the kind that quietly holds on when life gets hard. We're exploring a real story of loss, resilience, and unwavering trust in God. And I promise, it's going to encourage you deeply. So grab your seat, settle in, and open your heart to receive from God. Today's topic is abiding faith, and our Bible text is from John chapter 15, verse 4.
John chapter 15, verse 4. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
Hey family, welcome back. I'm so glad you're here today. We're looking at a powerful and timely theme, abiding faith. And as always, I'm praying this message uplifts you, challenges you, and reminds you of God's unfailing presence. Let's kick off with a story that really stirred something in me. It's a true account from the life of missionary Elizabeth Elliot. If you've read her book, Through Gates of Splendor, you might already be familiar with it. In 1956, Elizabeth's husband, Jim Elliot, along with four other missionaries, was killed while trying to bring the gospel to the Warani people of Ecuador. Devastated and widowed with a young daughter, Elizabeth had every reason to walk away, to question, to give up, to drown in sorrow. But do you know what she did? She stayed. She returned to live among the very people who had taken her husband's life, continued the work Jim had started, and even led many of them to Christ. Now let's pause for a moment. What kind of faith does that take? That's not momentary faith. That's not feel-good faith. That is abiding faith, the kind that digs deep roots and refuses to let go, no matter how fierce the storm. John chapter 15, verse 4 says, "Abide in me, and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. You see, abiding faith isn't about having all the answers. It's about holding on even when nothing makes sense. It's about remaining connected to Jesus, even when life seems to be falling apart. Have you ever been in a season where all you could do was hang on by a thread? Yeah, me too. And in those moments, abiding faith is what keeps us from falling completely apart. Here's a question I want you to think about. What's testing your faith right now? Is it a delay in your prayers being answered? A painful loss? A closed door you were so sure would open? Abiding faith says, even here, yes, even in this, I will trust you, Lord. I love how the Apostle Paul put it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8-9. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Let me tell you, when you have abiding faith, the world can shake, but you won't break. Maybe today you feel like you're on the edge. You've prayed, you've fasted, and you're still waiting. Let me gently remind you, God is still with you. Faith is not about always feeling strong. It's about choosing to stay connected to the one who is strength himself. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." So I want to ask you something personal. What does abiding look like in your life today? Does it mean picking up your Bible again? Does it mean choosing prayer over panic? Or maybe it means resting, truly resting, in God's promises? As we wrap up, I want you to reflect. Where has your faith been shaken lately? And what would it look like to abide, to truly remain in God through it all? Let this be your moment to recommit, not just to a faith that flickers, but to a faith that endures. My friend, as you go today, remember this. Abiding faith doesn't always roar. Sometimes it whispers, I will still trust you. Sometimes it's simply breathing in grace and breathing out praise. You're not walking alone. God is with you in every valley, on every mountaintop, and in every in-between. Stay rooted, stay connected, and keep abiding. I'm praying for you today. May your faith rise, may your spirit be renewed, and may your heart find deep peace in His presence. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder that we are called to abide in you. Through the highs, the lows, the questions, and the waiting, Lord, strengthen our faith today. Help us to stay connected to you, to trust you even when we don't understand, and to walk with confidence knowing you are with us. For anyone listening who feels weary or discouraged, I ask that you renew their strength. Wrap them in your peace, fill them with fresh hope, and anchor their hearts in your unchanging love. We choose today to abide, to remain in you, knowing that you are faithful. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thanks for tuning in today. If this blessed you, share it with a friend. Let's keep spreading light one moment at a time. Until next time, keep the faith and keep winning.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 31 and chapter 32. And for the evening, Luke chapter 1 verse 1 to 30. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.